Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And I hate to say good morning. I hate to say we told you so, but we told you so. There were no, absolutely no surprises this past weekend.
No, the only surprise is, and you is the National Weather Service. I don't know where they've been calling for snow showers for this morning, for 2 or 3 days, and talking about it, and it's 41 degrees or anyway. Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with those guys.
I don't know. The nearest snow showers to you right now is Saranac Lake.
Yeah, anyways. So now I discovered something at home that I'm embarrassed.
Uh oh.
I have an Xbox at home.
Oh, and you could have viewed the DVD on there.
That's what I did yesterday. I saw the Xbox, and I said, you know, I think that plays Blu-ray DVDs.
Yeah.
And I had it down. I had to download the free player for it. I downloaded the free player for it. I finally got the CD out of the computer, and I popped it in there. Beautiful, beautiful stereo sound, and crystal. It was on the big 60-inch screen.
Wow!
So right. So now the review.
So here comes the review.
Here
folks.
Comes the review. Enjoyed the club scenes with the singing. I thought that was very well done. Where you had the stage in the corner and the lighting and stuff like that.
Yep.
I enjoyed that. I thought that was very good. The funniest scene in the whole movie, and the one I laughed at the hardest was the dinner scene.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
The funniest part was the plate part.
he
played that so good.
Right.
I laughed out loud, and I kept laughing. When they kept going on and on and on about the plates. Now, I was surprised to see you make a bonus appearance in the film.
You're talking about The Shadow?
Yeah, well, that, and also, weren't you like a reporter and stuff like that?
I was a reporter with Paula, yeah.
Yeah.
They consider me Alfred Hitchcock. They said, you know, Alfred Hitchcock always appeared
in one of his.
But they said, you know, you have to appear, because remember, I did that one movie where I starred, and they said never again. Undertaker and Betty. That was much too much for me, and you know, that's really not what I want to do. So yeah, I took a couple of lines, and you know, I had to do that. But you know, it's not my that's not my thing. I love doing the video. I love getting everything set, and yeah, I thought considering the scope of difficulty that movie presented, because we've been playing with the idea for about 3 years, and we just kept putting it on the back burner, thinking it's just too much. It's too much. Considering the fact that we undertook it, I think we did a fair job. I'm not going to say we did an excellent job, but I'll say we did a fair job.
And I like the dance scene that you did with the at your house when you were. When they did the dance scene.
That wasn't at my house. That was at a country club.
Okay.
We did that country club. That's when Armand and I forgot her name, but the other one who played his wife originally, when they did the little that little scene together, because they used to perform together
with the umbrella.
With the umbrella. Yeah.
That was I enjoyed that a lot as well, and also the guy who was on screen most as a woman, and mostly half dressed as a woman, was also very, very, very funny.
Did you not laugh with the outtakes on the wig?
The wig. Well, that's what made the dinner scene even better, because on the outtakes you had all those where you're walking by knocking the wig off. So.
It was just, that was just so hysterical. I don't know. I mean, I was laughing behind the camera like you couldn't believe, but I kept saying to myself, when is this going to finally end? You know, it's a lot of standing. You know, I don't have to tell you, Marshall, being a cameraman, a lot of standing, a lot of concentration. The headsets are on, listening to audio and the whole bit. So it's stressful until it's over. But, thank you. So we got thumbs up on that. I will let them know.
Yeah, thumbs up on that. It was
thumbs up. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So now let's get to the weather forecast here, because it looks like we're going to have three different seasons and three different days.
I think you're going to give a thumbs up on this one, too. Today, April will go out just the way it came in. and the way it has been. No curtain calls for April. Considerably cloudy with showers today, 50 to 55. The showers will end tonight, partly cloudy in the low 40s like it is this morning. Mostly sunny and warm for Tuesday. Look at this, 75 to 80.
Yay.
I mean, you are just a leap right up. Mid-80s Wednesday with sunshine. 30 degrees warmer than today, folks. And Thursday, if you like that, mid-80s again with just a chance of shower or thunderstorm and some showers or thunderstorms around on Friday. It'll cool down over the weekend, but right now I think the weekend is basically going to be fair. And I would look for temperatures over the weekend to be very close to 70.
All right, now,
it should be great.
We've got to tell you, on Saturday, the 33rd annual Sharon Classic Road Race.
Okay.
Registration starts at like 8:15, and all the races start around 9, and the big race starts around 10:15 and goes to about noon, plus this big community fair that goes on the green. So Saturday looks okay?
Saturday, I would say intervals of sun and clouds, and high temperatures around 70 degrees.
What will the temperatures be in between like 8 and 10 in the morning on Saturday?
And you're talking about now on Saturday?
Yeah.
I would have to think that they would definitely be down with partly cloudy skies. They should be in the 40s, somewhere between 45 and 50.
All right, because
not terrible.
That's when we set up to start broadcasting, and then we start doing our stuff at 9 o'clock outside and stuff like that, and PAing for the race and stuff like that. So,
okay, so then we're good. We're good there, right?
Yeah, well, Saturday looks good, yeah, and the trip to New York for tomorrow looks good.
Oh, yeah, you don't have any problem. No problem at all.
I'll be able to wear a T-shirt and shorts tomorrow.
Well, I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, when you get down there, you'll probably be able to do your walk. I mean, last week you couldn't.
No, last week was crummy. I walked, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah. So you'll have no problem, and you know, and I had a pretty quiet weekend, which I'm happy about. I put all of our movies finally all in one spot. The older movies that we had done. I had them like in an album. That's how I originally started keeping my CD, my DVDs. So I took them out of there, and the older movies are all in cases. And I did all of that, and I put all the movies together. I said, get that out of the way. Saturday, I went to a yard sale, and I got a couple of nice things for the upcoming movie, props that I know I need. And it was all, you know, very, very cheap. So that's a good thing. So I got that stuff done. And yesterday, I really did not do much. I worked in the weather center for a little while. I did some odd things around the house. It was very good. I watched two movies over the weekend. Something Bodyguard with Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson.
Oh yeah, that was a comedy action show.
Yes, fabulous.
I loved it. Yeah, that was a great movie.
Love that too.
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
That's it. Very, very good if you like that stuff.
Bing, bing, bing. I liked it.
Yeah, great chemistry there between the two. And then I watched The Annihilation, and that was, I wasn't too thrilled about that.
The Annihilation, what's that?
It's kind of a science fiction. I wasn't wild about it. I watched the whole thing, thinking that it would pick up in time, but it didn't. So I wasn't too wild about that. And as far as the association is concerned, we got a unbelievable letter from the president. And she sent the letter to us who do the dinner dance and to all the board. And the first paragraph was spent on the time and the creativity that we have spent on the dances and movies. And they are having an officers meeting on May 20th, Sunday. And they would like us to attend it so that we can discuss how we are going to talk about next year's dinner dance with the members on the big meeting, which is June 9th. You know, as long as the weather's okay, I will head up there on Sunday, May 20th, And we'll sit in on the meeting. If it's not, we could do a phone-in. But all is well that ends well. We'll see how things go. I would not commit to next year's Dinner Dance. They wanted us to commit to it under their turf. We said no. We want to see what the results are going to be of this year, and then we want to see what the members have to say about raising prices for next year. If the members say leave it alone, we leave it alone. If they say raise the prices, then the only thing we have to do is get the association to guarantee us that they will meet the 75 people required. Because, you know, Marshall, you could be sitting at a meeting this year, and I could tell you, well, do you want us to decrease the budget and raise the prices next year? And you'll say yes. And then next year comes around and you see the flyer come into your house and you'd say, from 25 to 75? I don't remember voting on that. Oh, I'm not going for $75. You know, and we lose a lot of people, and we have to guarantee the catering hall 75 people. So if the association wants to raise the prices and guarantee the catering hall 75 people, we have nothing to lose.
Well, we'll see what happens at this meeting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I'm not going to the whole meeting. I'll go to the meeting toward the end, and I'll just tell them, you know, I'll be down at my cabin. Call me when you guys are ready to discuss the dance, and then I'll go up there and discuss it in the meantime. You know, I'll look at the cabin, and if I see any traces of you-know-what in my cabin, Marshall, I'm calling you to bring your cats down.
Up, around, over, not down, over.
Over, right.
Over.
Down. It's actually down for you.
It's a little down. It's not that far down, but it's a little down.
Northwest Jersey.
Yeah. Okay, so it's down.
Yeah.
Over and down.
And I'll just tell you to bring your cats over. But your cats are probably so well fed that they've probably watched the mice run back and forth and not do a thing.
No, they never turn down a good mouse. They never turned down a good mouse.
They never turned. That's my next deep breath. You know, like when I open the door of that cabin.
Yeah. Yeah,
I never see them. It's just like what they leave behind.
Well, that's all you have to see.
I guess so.
Now, I did watch some old movies. I watched Meteor, which I hadn't seen in a while.
Okay.
And I watched the Shin Godzilla. That was the newest.
There was one.
That was the newest Godzilla out of Japan.
Was it good?
The beginning part of it stunk, but once Godzilla actually became Godzilla, yeah, it was good.
I started watching that Geostorm that you told me to look at, but the copy wasn't good, so I aborted.
Yeah, no. If you get a good copy, it's okay if you want to kick around for a few hours. It's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.